Farewell.
Oh, she's sitting.
So she's they're all very happy. It's real it's hot, and I think you'd be uncomfortable. It's hotter out there than it is in here.
I'm sweating like a nigga
yeah.
in camp.
Yeah, that's right. I could go.
Can I have another little drink of
yes,
water,
ma'am.
Please, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, you sure can.
But now I don't know. It just depends on what y'all think.
Yeah.
It's still, I think, sort of warm out there. The air is
it's
hot.
It's too hot outside, yeah.
Yeah.
You want a light in it? No?
If you don't mind.
Okay. Oh.
And my fingernails, since I've been sick, they're the longest they've been, I reckon, in my life. I just ain't strong enough to take the clippers and clip them. I broke that one, just had a little snag on.
Yeah.
Now, you, me, and them wouldn't get along.
Yeah.
So I take my clippers. That's not hard work.
It ends on the
floor. Well, now don't hurry. Don't hurry. Just go. Just so it's in the open. Yeah. Suzanne is the one. She wanted to come out there and see you. And Faye told her that she hadn't been in, you know, checked in with y'all sometimes. She didn't know just what she was doing. I'm sorry, Aunt Rosalie's gone. I wanted to see her. She'll be back, won't she?
No, sir, don't think. Not for a while.
Not for a while?
No.
She got so much over that.
Well, if she gets stronger herself with her trouble and we need her back down here, she'd come boiling like a boil out of a spring.
Yeah. Well, That last time I was out there, you know, she looked like she was just having the biggest time.
She was, but her mind was worrying about me and all the family. She knows Margaret ain't able to do everything.
Yeah.
And keep everything going.
And run two households.
It makes it hard on her. And she, her left leg, got the bottle from started in her left heel. She felt like there was something in her heel. Well,
yeah.
She had stepped on something and made stone bruise.
Well, now that's after we was out there.
And that foot heel swelled up on my leg then. And here the other day, I don't know. Let's see. Day was it? Tuesday, I believe it was. No, Wednesday. Frankie had Carol Lehman over for another checkup. And when they come back, they were standing there talking. I don't know whether Frankie noticed it or whether Margaret noticed the blood running down the side of her leg. You know?
He's glad to see you.
Hello.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Step on it.
That's a member of the family.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Let me tell you, Suzanne, I want you, I told you about it. We want to go out there whenever they get started on that game. I never saw anything like that game. They really play it.
Card game.
Yeah.
Number cards.
You talk about numbers now.
We've
got
three of them from 1 to 100.
Yes. Three suits, 1 to 100.
Golly. Just like you started out counting 1 right on up to 100. Well, you lay that aside. Then you count another 100. Lay that aside. Then you count another 100. Lay that aside. Well, you've got your pile of cards.
Then you get them together.
You
know how you shuffle them.
Uh-huh.
You need a basket, don't you? Yeah. They just scramble them.
Just get them down there and I'll take them. turn them over that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get them thrown over there to Margaret, and she says, Mama, the cat's going to have them all on the floor. People say, Rosalie, say, you better account, see, she'll have them all on the floor.
Yeah. And then you see, they get them all there and cut them face down.
Then when I get them all scrambled up and mixed up, I take them and put them in piles. Sometimes they'll be as high as that jar. Then I sit down about like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. And there's four piles of them. Well, maybe Rosalie, my sister, will count us out. Y'all will see us when we draw a card.
Yeah.
And we draw a number.
Yeah.
And I look at that number. What you got? Turn around a little bit. Woo! You ain't gonna get all that many on the board. And they'll reach over and get them. Maybe they'll have a bigger number than mine was. And maybe there'll be a smaller number than either one of us, too. Well, we got to count then. Count out. See, if we get 95, well, I'll come back. Got 75 caught numbers. One we draw is 75. So we got to count out 75 cards.
75 cards.
Now, sometime when we count them out, maybe we'll get 2-3 books out of the pile we've counted out.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, we don't get nothing. Just put it down there and go right on. Right on and get that 75 cards down there.
Yeah.
And they'll put theirs out. Maybe they'll have few more than I will. Maybe they don't have few less than I have. Well, we'll start. So and so. No. No. So and so. And the whole blooming three bunches of cards. You won't get one out of it.
Yeah.
And you keep on and you go on call till you do get one. Well, when you get one, you place it up there for half a book. Well, then the next one takes over and calls off what they got. Well, she ain't got it, she hasn't got it. So there's two big piles of cards. Go back and get more.
More?
Then maybe they'll count out 25 or 30, you know. So there won't be so many. Well, that put them down, they'll go to calling. And maybe Margaret will go first. Well, if I didn't have nothing to match her, maybe Rosalie'd have one to match. Well, she'd get her half a book. Well, then he'd come on to me. Well, I'd call out. And I'd keep calling. Keep calling. And keep calling. No, get nothing. Then he'd go around to Rosalie. She'll call. And maybe she don't get nothing. Margaret's the only lucky one.
Now, you see, what they did, right.
Then well, we count up, say, we'll start out with the three of us. We'll start out with sometimes 25 cards, you know. Rosalie, you count me out 25. Count Margie out 25. Me 25. Let's say it. And when we get them all out, then we straighten them out down here. And Rosalie will say, Margie, you go first. Margie, she'll start maybe after she's done run over her, see how many a lack she had in that 25. She had 2-3 halves that she got in that pile that was put out. The next thing you know, it comes to me. Well, maybe I have 3 or 4. Maybe I have 5 halves. That'd be 2 cards. But I still got to get one to make me a book.
I'll have 3.
That's right. But once she gets a half, they can't take away from her. She just has to wait for the other one to turn up.
Oh, I see. If I get, see, there's 300 cards. There's 300 cards in each one of the 300, you know. Ends up with 100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, if I get 200 in my first bunch comes out, and maybe I get them in the second bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them up, and I call about, and I can't get it till they get it. Or I get it in my next hand as the card that comes up. I waited a long, long time to get them 3 cards of 100. I said, well, you all wouldn't give it to them, so I got it in that bunch.
It takes a half hour to play a game.
Well, sometimes. And then again, it's just according to how your cards work.
Yeah. That's a little... It don't generally take quite that long, does it?
Well, sometimes it takes longer than that. Just get all them 300 cards back on the table.
Oh. And see, once they do that, it looks to me like that's an evening's work, Suzanne. But look, they don't even stop. They just throw them in there and start that dishing out.
Start the ball rolling?
Scrambling again, and that Rose Lee would just put on a few figures over there.
Yeah.
And they would add
it. She has a piece of paper. And whoever starts first, say like Margaret, she always starts Margaret first, will say, she'll have an M like Margaret, A for me, and for you see, and R for her.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get back to play that, I think she marked under there what each one score is making.
About the books.
And then she's taking. So why not? A lot of times she'll say, Sis, don't get me, you know. Sis, you'll be first this time. She's got marking me. And she put A-R-M.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was marked up like rattling around that wizard. And then she'll call out who got this, and then we count out of books to see how many we've got. She'll put that down, and we'll start out again. And all around, it comes her time to be first, and she'll put R and A.
Yeah.
Throws one behind every time.
Yeah.
And sometimes, well, I have got as high as 65 when me and her would be playing just the two of us.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But when all three get to playing, she and Margaret. Well, we get on Margaret, but she's going to lick me.
Yeah. Well, you see, about when the singing stuff time, they just put back the clear the table and bring the cards out. And they are ready to get started.
And just play all night. And the other night, even as Mouse come in there, you know, we push them up. We didn't know what kind of church people came. They're so funny down there, push them up, fill them up the paper. And the smiles, he gets over here. Y'all been playing cards, ain't you? I'm telling him, begin to push cards.
Well, I didn't realize that, huh? I didn't know.
We were hiding from mostly the preachers. Of course, it's not gambling cards.
No.
But they come in and maybe friendly.
Yeah.
And, well, the preacher comes in, he says, well, if you're able to set up and play cards, you're able to go too.
And I'm not going to say that.
That was before I got sick. And of course, after I got sick, so I left to go to church. I said, huh? But you can play cards right there. I tell Margaret. I know we can play last night. So it's late when we got back in from Bartels and putting groceries and everything away there.
Yeah. I don't think Aunt Rosalie likes to have animals in the house. But don't you know that night when we was out there?
Oh, she didn't want the cats coming in after she went down and feed them. She wants them to stay outside maybe too.
That's
the only animal that stays in the house.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And stay after she feeds them. She wants them to get out. And don't mistreat them.
Yeah.
She's better about a cat than most of us. I don't want to mistreat them. Better go and stay in the house all the time.
Yeah.
And we've raised too much kittens we've had. We're pretty near raised them in the house, with, except for the nanny, you know. Well, we'll feed them good, feed her good, let them nurse them, and put her outside. Kittens in the box, because it's too ready to be outside for the other dogs to be knocking around.
Yeah. And you don't have a place outside where you could put them handy, do you? Now, you used to have a lot more buildings and sheds out there than what you have now.
No, sir. We got more in when we had wild birds to see. We got more than we had in Kansas City. And where Frankie has built on the other building, shed for nothing. I stopped helping the town. Place around when he had that big shed. I think it's the stage when he started.
Yeah.
And it's kidding too. Two stables that they had for milk, stable stores. Rolled them and uses one for corn, the other one for corn too. He has two. But he's got one fixed because it's, oh boy, but it's milk. Now I'm going to have this weather, kind of weather.
Oh, yeah.
You see, it's 10 roots. Well, he's got it fixed on the inside with tin. I said, don't go stop that place out, sir. I said, they don't see them, and I'm not going to But they know it feeds them, and they stood out from under them. Well, it's a bad look. It's a hot night. When you just fly to a flare,
we
just made him a singer.
Oh, no.